We present Masters India, John Masters' saga of the Savage family from 1825 to 1946. The Deceivers, which has been dramatized by David Wade, is set in India in 1825 and features David Collins as William Savage. Episode 3, The Goddess of Destruction.
Hussein! Hussein! It's safe, you can come in.
Don't say he's run away.
I'm already here. A servant of Kali must learn to move without sound.
Oh, Kali, he sees you.
But I can see you. Listen to me. I know what happened to the Thakur, and I've found out what I went away to find in spite of your prison. So now we can do what has to be done.
No, that's exactly what we can't do.
I've been removed from my position. A new Sarv, one better at figures, is to come into my place.
That's good. Better than I dared to hope.
What do you mean, better?
Now you have nothing to lose, like me.
Yes, I suppose that's so.
Sarv, if you were to discover a million murders...
A million? In this district?
No. Throughout all India. If you were to discover them, and if you were to make an end of any more like them, then surely the Lord Sahib would give you honor and a high place.
Well, possibly.
Of course he would.
And if I were to help you, would you make me a chaprasi with a red coat and company's badge?
Oh, well, that would depend.
Sahib, give me a deed in the fadeless ink and with your thumb mark on it. Then I will show you what we must do.
First, tell me, what is your proposal?
You have seen what happened to the Thakur and his retinue. Do you believe now there is nothing more important in the world for you than to root out those who did it?
Yes.
Good. Then you must see more. When you have seen, when you have learned to fear our gods, you will understand at last. But to do that, you must leave your English law behind you. You must become an Indian, taking to the road with me. You must become as you once were, Gopal, the weaver.
But Gopal is dead.
I think not, but he's far away. And he's a servant of Kali. That is what I went to find out. Why I had to frighten your poor fool of a jailer and escape.
Hussein, if I go with you, how long will I be gone?
5 months.
5 months?
Does it have to be so long?
You must live out one whole season on the roads. From now, which is the beginning, to the dispersal of the bands. Less will not do. You must see everything.
Mary?
No, it's for you to decide.
Once again, you will have to watch murder and do nothing. Worse, perhaps. And say nothing until the time is ripe.
I understand. Tell me, though. The servants of Kali, do they go by any special name?
Thug.
Hmm?
Deceivers.
The name's strange to me.
But not to others. Now I hear the Barashab goes back tomorrow at Tusang Thali.
Yes.
Tomorrow night I will come for you at this time. We have much to do and you have much to learn before we dare set out in earnest. Will you be ready, as if you were Gopal?
I will be ready.
Perhaps you do not have a choice.
No.
Sahib, the goddess Kali is our adversary. Are you protected against her? Do you carry your god sign of a cross?
No. I believe my god is always at my side wherever I go.
Then give me a cross.
You?
Allah and his prophet have failed me. I think they know Kali and are afraid. But your god does not know her. He will fight. So give me a cross.
Yeah. I have one. Take it.
I cannot see it. Is it made of metal?
No, of English oak.
Good. Wood is better.
Yes. Yes, it is indeed.
Until tomorrow, then. Tell no one. Absolutely no one what you are about to do. And keep your absence hidden for as long as possible.
Yes, I will. Good night, Hussein.
Oh. And have the deed prepared to make me a chaprasi.
I will.
Has he gone?
I believe so.
Then shut the doors.
well.
You understand what I am about to do?
Yes. Let people die that others might be saved.
Do evil that good may come of it.
If that is so, what will it do to us?
I don't know.
William?
Yes?
Promise me one thing.
Of course.
Never to kill anyone yourself.
Oh, Mary, you know...
Promise me.
Very well. I promise. If that's what you wish. Although perhaps a better question is if I'll come through this time alive. Roads are one thing to an English star, but to an Indian.
Yes.
But I must go. And I will not kill. So how am I to get away?
Well, that's not difficult. I've been thinking. Tomorrow evening, you'll fall ill and go to bed. Cher Dill must know what's happening, and only he and I will go into your room. Well, that should give us 2 weeks' grace. After that, we'll give out that you're very weak and we'll be working from your bed.
But I won't.
No, but I will.
You?
I will do the work. I'm able.
But what's the writing?
I shall say you've hurt your wrist and I am your scribe.
No, but we're sure to be found out.
Of course, but not within a month. And then I'll say I don't know what's been happening. I'll say you told me I should do these things and gave no reason, and that you then quite simply disappeared.
My God. It may succeed. I think perhaps it will. But when I... You're all alone, and the child...
We shall come to no harm. I shall stay here as long as I am able. Maybe you could get in touch with me. None of it will be easy, I know that. Later, if I must, I shall go to my father in Saktali.
Very well.
William, I love you. Whatever faces me without you will be bad. But you...
What about me?
You're so gentle. So shy. Yet I sometimes think you have it in you to be quite the opposite. To turn into a wild thing, like a mad dog. Oh, I'm frightened.
And this is a solitary place.
Few men use this road, which is why we do.
And how far will we go along it?
I've not yet decided. But now, I will ask you some more questions.
No, have I not answered enough for one morning?
By no means. Tell me, what is Bittu?
Bittu. Bittu.
You see, you do not know. So how can you say, have I not answered enough?
I do know. A Bittu is anybody not belonging to a band, not a deceiver.
Then why do you not answer quicker? Now, merchandise.
Merchandise is the word deceivers use for a group of travellers they have lured into their company and whom they intend to strangle according to the laws of Kali.
And where will that be done? What do they call the place?
Ah. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Ahi Bhil. It is Bhil. Bhil, a killing ground.
Yes, yes. Like the grove at Kahari.
Of course. Remember it by that. So, now I will ask a question that even you can answer.
No.
What is the salutation by which one deceiver knows another?
Greetings, Brother Ali. I'm not likely to forget that. Now, please, may we not rest a little? My head's spinning.
My friend, until your head knows all there is to know, without an instant's hesitation, you are a danger to us both.
Yes. Yes, I realize that. How long have I still got?
10 days, 12 days, maybe more. At Diwali would be a good time to choose a town, Jalpura or another. And look for some companions.
As soon as that?
We cannot delay too long. But let us stop here for a while. If your head is tired, so are my short legs from keeping up with you. Besides, I'm hungry. Gopa.
What?
Tell me about a thing which troubles me.
Hmm?
This God, this Christ of yours... The cross is a symbol, isn't it?
Yes.
For all his followers?
Oh.
I thought perhaps it was a trick, a secret sign to show him which are black people and which are white.
Now, how could that be if my Memsahib wore the one she gave to you?
Oh. Yes.
In any case, he knows, and it's unimportant to him.
He's a strange god.
Now you tell me something. Do you call me Gopal so that I will answer to it, or do you think of me by that name?
I do think of you as Gopal, oh yes. I think the man who left his home in Madhya and the one who sits beside me now are not the same.
In what way?
I don't know.
But try to tell me.
I can't. Just not the same. That's all.
Just not the same.
No, well, it's true. I have changed. I've become a part of India. Good Lord. After 19 years. And only now, in a few days. Well, well. Always loved the place, though. Ah, but always as an Englishman. Yes, and always wanting to make changes. Keep the beauty. Change the filth. The cruelty, the disease. Oh, not now, though. None of I know what's good for me. Put up with them. No. More than that. Become as if they were a part of me, as if I'd never known any different. Do that. Become Gopalo.
Or say goodbye to William Savage. Goodbye to English ways. To English wife.
William? Is it you? Who are you?
Don't you know me, Mary? I'm William.
No. Tell me who you are.
Woman, it is I. Gopal, come back to you.
You are safe now. Put up your hair and we shall return to our own house.
Oh, no. No. Gopal, are you hungry? Are you ill or hurt? Let me come with you. I have no place here, see. I am dead here. Look at me. Take me with you, please.
Collect the sap. Why do you attend to them? Look here. Look on me, for I am lovelier than these and mightier. Behold, it is I, Kali. Come unto me, and I shall give you power.
No, leave me. I am William. William Savage.
Gopal.
Gopal.
Huh? What?
Oh, have I been asleep as well?
Yes, and dreaming too. You must be careful of your dreams.
Oh, you should have woken me.
Sleep while you can, friend. The days to come may give you very little chance. But now that you have woken, get up and we shall practice the rumal.
Oh, do you really think it's worth it?
Of course. I know you swear that you will never use it. But I had better tell you, your namesake I discovered has a reputation as master of the rumal.
Oh, does he? Very well, then. Although we have agreed to say that I have hurt my wrist.
The wrist's heal.
Yes. I'm saying, as it happens, I have been thinking about this and practicing. We carry the rumal so, but suppose that instead of letting the end show...
But...
Yes, I know it comes easier to the hand, but somebody might notice it. And instead of that, I tuck it underneath my waistband, so. Now, what do you think?
I think the concealment is good. But how do you then get hold of it?
Well, like this.
Who taught you to do that?
Nobody. I did it by myself.
I've known few men in my life who could do what you have done this moment.
Well, who were they?
Men who had studied months, years even, under a master. Yet your hands know it of themselves. And now I am going to ask you questions about omens.
Ask me what you like.
First question. When a band of deceivers is on the road, what good omens do they hope to see?
To pass a corpse being carried to the burning ghat.
Yes, and what else?
A criminal being led to execution.
Good. Now close to the bhil. What is bhil?
The killing ground.
Close by, but unseen by any bitu, the deceivers offer up their prayers of dedication. The priest says, O Kali, thy servants...
Thy servants are waiting. Grant them thy approval, they pray.
What good omens do they hope for then?
A bird call to the left, immediately or nearly so. Followed very quickly by another to the right.
Yes, and?
And if the bird on the left should be in sight of water, then the omen is as good as possible.
Very good. Now tell me what you know about Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is a sacrament to Kali which is celebrated on the morning after the merchandise has been
loaded.
Who may take part?
The whole band, but not equally.
How so?
Those who rank as stranglers stand upon a mat or carpet. The others stand on the bare ground. The first receive consecrated sugar. The latter the same, but not consecrated.
Very good indeed. And here is the last question. Does your head still spin?
Oh, no. It's as if I had known these things all my grown life.
I am very glad of it. For there is our destination.
Oh, Jalpura.
Jalpura. And on the 8th day of Diwali.
Oh, but how beautiful it is. Look. Look at the lights. And how the water of the lake reflects them.
It is not beautiful at all. Though unbelievers such as you may think it is. Come, we will go into the town.
Where are we to look for our companion?
In the harlot's quarters. Where else?
This is the true report of me, William Savage, formerly an officer of the Honorable East India Company and lately collector of Madhya District. In it, I hope to set down the facts of all that befell me from that night of Diwali in the year 1825 when I reached Jalpura until such time as my business is done and I am able to return to my customary life and habits. As opportunities arise, I propose to conceal each succeeding part in places known only to H, my companion, and myself. There is, of course, the possibility that neither of us will live to reclaim these documents. To guard against that danger, I shall endeavour to communicate their whereabouts to my dear wife in Madhya, although I understand only too well that this may prove to be impossible. But to begin. On entering the town, we quickly found our way into the harlot's quarter. How shall we recognize them?
Wait, you'll see. Keep close beside me. Watch those within earshot when I speak. Greetings, Brother Ali. How much does this one cost? She ought to be good.
I don't know, but she makes my loins tighten. So young.
I wish you joy of her then.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yesterday it was...
Well, Gopal, did you see anything?
Yes. Those two on the right of us.
Which?
The small man with big ears like a bat, and the taller one beside him. When you gave the greeting, they turned to look at you. Well, what shall we do?
Stay here. If they are what I think, they will come to us.
Greetings, Ali, my brother. That one is too expensive for the likes of us, brother.
Then I must wait and curb my appetites. Maybe there are girls as luscious farther north.
Maybe. But in the meantime, where is there a good place for us to eat in this town?
Have you not already eaten? Not a way.
I believe there is a Muslim eating house up this street.
I am a Hindu and I see your friend is the same. But I don't think you'll let that trouble you, huh? It certainly won't trouble us. Come, let us find this place. My name is Piru.
I am Yasin Khan.
What are your names?
I am Hussein. This is Gopal.
Hussein? Gopal. Why are you not with the party?
Gopal hurt his wrist. He could not work.
And still cannot.
Our party went without us.
Ah.
We have some merchandise. Our Jamadar must decide whether he wants you, though. Come with us.
Is it far?
A grove a mile outside the town.
A certain young Nawab, a proud and foolish man, camps there for the night. Tomorrow we travel on in company.
We shall offer you as new additions to what His Highness likes to think of as his retinue.
Lord! Lord, have we the honor of His Highness's company? Or is he still at his pleasures in the town?
What is that to you?
Oh, nothing, Lord, nothing. Except that here are two good friends of ours. Strong and honest men who wish to join your master's following.
Every stray dog in the country seems to think he can do that. Well, we shall see. You needn't think you'll get any scraps of food from us, though.
No, Lord, no. Far be it from
all right, all right. Clear off now. Don't hang around.
Lord, we are at your service.
I think we shall have no difficulty there. Now,
We shall sleep in that corner of the grove. Find a place near us. There is room. Our Jamada will come to you in the night.
Come on. Let us find ourselves a place.
We will not kill tonight, Tesh.
No, too near the town. Here, this will do.
I am very tired.
And I.
Is all well, do you think?
I think so, yes.
What about the Jamada? What will you want to know?
We can only wait and see.
Must we stay awake for him?
He will wake us if he comes.
Who is that nightingale?
The Nawab, drunk, returning from the town.
Hussein?
Yes?
I've been thinking. I could spend my whole life on the road. I really like it. It's so much better.
We are not here to like it.
No, I know.
Now sleep.
Gopal? Hey, Gopal.
Yes. Who is that?
After all these years, I am Khudabakhsh.
Remember me?
Khudabakhsh. My friend.
Yes. And now, I'm the Jamadar of this band.
Are you indeed? Why, what extraordinary good luck.
How long is it? Must be 12 years.
Oh, well, that at least.
And you are a young man. What became of you?
Well, now that is a long story. Maybe we should talk about it on the road when we can take our time.
You are right. Quite right. Just as you always were.
Why don't you tell us how things stand here? So that we shall know how to play our part.
Of course I'll do that. Now, as I said, I am Jamadar. Pirupa is the sugar. Yasin Khan is the priest. Those are the officers. We are a mixed band. Hindus, Muslims. Nine of us in this encampment now and 11 B2s. In addition, we have 4 men on the road ahead of us and 6 more on horseback coming up behind. They will be with us the day after tomorrow. With you and your companion, we shall then be 21 against 11. And there is a good field 2 days' march from here. Perhaps we do it there or at another place the night after. We are in no hurry. Is that all clear?
Oh, yes. Yes, entirely. Hussein?
Of course. Yasin told me of your rest. A pity. But you will say to me when you can work again. I know. What about your friend?
Strangler, second grade Jamadar Sahib. 19 expedition, 74. Fit for duty.
Good. By our Kali, I am glad to see you. We need some luck. There is a disaster in the air this season. I heard it said 2 parties going southward to a rendezvous both lost their pickaxes. Oh, well. Till morning then.
You did well.
Did I?
And now you really are Gopal.
Yes. Hussein. 19 expeditions, 74. Did you mean...
Go back to sleep.
74 by the Rumal. What else? Dear God. Can I trust Hussein? Well, no choice, unless... Perhaps I should jump up and warn them. Save yourselves. These men are murderers. Oh, what would be the use... There's no escape. This death is everywhere. Oh. A band of 6 murderers. Mary, my dear, do you remember? 6, we said, and 68 dead. Oh, it's nothing. Oh, my love. Did you realize when you made me promise? Did I, when I gave it? You can kill.
kill a man by keeping silent. Oh, what else can I do?
Gopal.
Yes?
What's wrong with you? Are you sick?
No, nothing's wrong.
Then lie still, you fool.
Fool is right. There's no point in going on like that. Either you give up before you've started or face up to what's coming. Harden your heart, watch and say nothing. Do nothing. But remember. Set it all down, every detail, evidence. Oh, yes. I'll give you such a heap of evidence. Not one of them, not Wilson, not the Governor General himself will be able to ignore it. Fool, am I? God damn it, William Savage. Nobody will ever call you fool again.
Don't you love Diwali, Daddy?
Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry, my dear. I beg your pardon?
Diwali. Don't you love it?
Oh, yes, yes.
Not that I can persuade Shadil to look on it as anything but pure idolatry. No lights for him, and so I fear no lights for us. But around the servants' quarters, it is truly beautiful.
Ah, is that so?
Are you sure you're warm enough?
Huh?
Are you warm enough?
Oh, yes, of course I'm warm enough, damn it. Oh, I'm sorry, but... Look, Mary... Do you promise me you do not know where he has gone?
Father, I have told you. I have no idea where he is.
And you do not truly seem to care.
I care. Must I burst into tears or have hysterics? And if I did, how would that help?
Your husband is mad. Mad. He knows. You both know he was under no disgrace. Do you think he has done away with himself?
Oh, Father.
Oh, there now. I'm sorry. Look, we will return to Saktali tomorrow. You can stay with me as long as... Well, that's to say, until... Well, you know what I mean. Oh, dear me, the poor fellow. I cannot help but fear the worst.
Father, I am not coming to Saktali. I am staying here.
Well, what? You'll do no such thing. Think of the child.
I am thinking of the child.
Mary, listen, you cannot stay. I've ordered George Angelsmith here. The affairs of Kappa can wait for a new collector. Here, for reasons we all know about, they cannot. Angel Smith arrives tomorrow, or at the latest, the day after.
And I shall stay until the baby is born.
My dear, please, you cannot. Don't be ridiculous. I mean, what are people going to say if you're here alone with another man? Your poor mother, if she were...
I'm staying, Father. William may expect me to be here. And anyway, from Madhya, I cannot hear the gossip in Saktali. Not that I care about
but
it.
Think of Angel.
Mr. Angel Smith will not worry me. There is nothing further to be said about it.
No. No, I can see that there is not.
November the 2nd, 1825. This day, as yesterday, we marched all day. Hussein and I holding our position on the off side of the Nawab's horse. His Highness entertained us with his singing as we went.
Thank you.
Great Lord, would you now deprive us of the pleasure of your voice?
Why should I not?
But now I'm sad. The sound is surely the very essence of sweetness.
Well, I won't deny it has a certain quality.
Pray, continue to delight us, Maharaj.
If one of you will have the goodness to procure a cup of water for me, I'll think about it.
At midday, we came upon a party of four travellers resting by the wayside, one of whom turned out to be acquainted with our companions. The Nawab was happy to include them in his following. For my part, I was sure they were the four men on the road ahead of whom Khudbach had spoken. Later, six more rode up from behind, who pleaded haste and went on at a great pace. At once I saw in them the six said to be joining us from the south. Quite soon after they had gone, we came up with Peru.
Great Maharaj! Where will your highness please to encamp tonight?
Oh, I don't know. But wherever it is, let it be soon. Who knows of a good camping place near here? Our friend Battius has sore feet.
Magnificence! I know the very place. A grove about 2 miles from here.
Yes, I know that one too. And it is damp and overgrown.
Nothing of the sort.
Excellence, allow me to advise you. A very little further on. castle another mile. There is a place right by a village.
A mile, he says. 3 miles, you can be certain. Maharaj, the nearer grove is better. I know them both.
But I'll see the first of these two places before I come to a decision. If it's all you say, we shall go no further. Let us proceed. I thought you said 2 miles. I'm sure it must be 5 by now at least.
No, no, Highness. We're already there. See, a path goes off to the left.
Ah, yes.
It is a paradise, great Maharaj. Running water, shady trees.
And somebody has got to it before us. Look, horse droppings.
Everybody comes here if they can, Lord. It is so desirable. There is cool grass under the trees. Ample room for many travelers.
Any girls?
Ah, Highness! Here is one of these who overtook us on the road. He has surely halted here and will confirm my good opinion. Greetings to you, brother.
And to you, Brother Ali.
Nawab Sahab, greetings.
Greetings to you, my friend. When we last met, you said you were in haste.
So we were, but our haste was to no purpose. One of our horses has gone lame. We have no choice but pass the night here, and indeed, as I believe I heard my friend here saying, it is a pleasant place which the presence of your highness will make it yet pleasanter.
Why then, we shall certainly rest here.
Maharaj, Maharaj, it is as pleases your highness. But for myself, with permission, I must go on.
I have no doubt we can survive without you, O dealer in rat droppings.
We three will go with him, if your highness allows. We are already near our homes.
My followers desert me, but what is 4 among so many? Come then, let us see what this paradise is like.
Here are more sticks. Will the fire burn?
In time. Is this to be the bill?
Where else? But watch now. Here comes Yasin Khan. When he speaks, do not look at him. Give no sign that he's talking to you.
Gopal, Hussein, do you hear me? It will be after food. The signal is, the stars are shining bright. The Jamada will give it. Prayers now for the selected stranglers. You are to attend. Up beside the stream. 300 paces.
Do we go now?
Yes, but go alone. Make as if you were collecting firewood. I will come after you.
A description of the prayer meeting of the deceivers. As witnessed by me, William Savage, formerly an officer of the Honourable East India Company and lately collector, Madhya District. Those selected to attend gathered in a small clearing separated from a game trail by a dense scrub. In it, one stunted neem tree. On the ground, face down, a small stone idol of great antiquity, which the participants ignored.
Shall I begin, Jamada Sahib?
Yes, do so. We have no time to waste.
The priest reached under the blanket round his shoulders and drew out a small white sheet, carefully folded, and a pickaxe, identical to those I found and which are in my house in Madhya. Clearing a patch of ground of twigs and dirt, he spread the sheet, then laid the pickaxe on it, point towards the north, which he judged by the emerging stars. He then took up position by the sheet and facing west. We fell in line behind him and the Jamadar.
O Kali, thy servants are waiting. Grant them thy approval, they pray. Kali, we're here. We are thy servants. We obey.
At once, the priest took up the pickaxe and the sheet and returned them to where he carried them. The others all pulled their rumals from their waistbands and began to run them through their hands. In the meantime, Yasin Khan proceeded down the line and gave to each man with a blessing a new silver rupee, which he immediately tied into the corner of his rumal before returning it to his waistband. I could not help but notice that of the nine men present, all save three were forced to leave a corner showing ready to the hand. Those three were Yasin Khan, Khudabach, and myself. The rumal safely stowed, each man left the clearing singly as he had come, until I found that for the first time I was alone with Khudabach.
That should do, I think, don't you? Kali will accept the prayers of nine of us as token for the rest.
Oh, I am sure of it.
And after such good omens, who can doubt it? And we owe them to you, my friend.
To me?
Why, yes. You always were a man marked out for Kali's special favors. And I would say, you have not changed, nor lost any of your old deceiver's skill. Eh?
Oh, we shall see.
All it needs is practice. Tell me, what have you been doing?
Oh, this and that. And you too, I notice.
Eh?
I don't remember that green turban. I must be sure to call you Haji.
Ah, I see. Yes, I went to Makkah, made my pilgrimage. That was long ago now. But you know, it's very curious. When we set out at Dasera, the omens were excellent. But after that, we had no luck at all. Few travelers, and those few were poor, suspicious, and well armed. We thought Kali must be angry with us. For Allah knows, the deceivers are not what they used to be.
No, no.
But now that we have met, I know the omens were good indeed. I know our expedition will prosper.
Let us hope.
I know it. Ah, but look. I asked what you have been doing and never even waited for the answer.
Oh, the answer is very simple. I got married.
And couldn't leave her day or night for all these years, eh? Well, well, well. But there you are. You are back. And now, as I say, a little practice with the rumal. With a speech too, perhaps. You'll be as great again as I remember you.
Hi, hi, hi. All those nights in bed, even you, Gopal, must pay a price.
But we should go back now to the grove. Wait, then follow me. We will talk again.
Returning to the grove, delighted at the ease with which I played my part, I very nearly made a serious mistake. As I approached, Piru rose up as if from nowhere, touched my arm and furiously pushed a bundle of twigs into my hands.
What are you supposed to have been doing all this time away from camp, hmm? Here, take this. Are you so great you can ignore all prudence?
I wasn't collecting wood. My bowels are loose.
Then where is your lota? Or do you not trouble to wash? Luckily for you, it was I that met you and not one of the Bitus.
Thank you. Fire is well alight.
What was that with Piru?
Oh.
Why was he angry?
I had no sticks to account for my absence.
Be careful, my friend. Piru is jealous of you. You have displaced him.
Have I?
He is, or maybe was, an officer. Yet he was not at prayers.
Ah, yes.
I heard you in the clearing with the Jamadar.
Oh, did I do well?
Well, that depends. As I've already said, you cannot always have an injured wrist. Now we had better eat.
After we had eaten, the Jemadar drew out a zither and began to play and sing with great skill and feeling. The Nawab reclined upon a carpet in front of a great leaping fire, his body servant at his side, his three wives hidden behind a curtain of gold gauze. Little by little, the whole encampment gathered in, ostensibly to listen. By this means, the Bitus were surrounded, yet were not aware of it.
Petals which touch the steel and bend it, make it weep. Moon of of the North.
Oh, play on, play on. What is your name, Haji?
Khuda Bakhsh, Your Highness.
Ah, a humble jeweler. Friend, you are a bulbul and worthy of a perch by the king's hearing building. But play on, sing on.
Birds of the plain sings at dawn. Who shall hear the lone bird in the morning? But you, my love. Ah, the stars are shining bright.
Death came like a bolt of lightning. The mouths flew around the beetle's neck, the loose ends swinging back into each strangler's hand. I saw Hussein, his face transformed to murderous intensity, drive his knee into his victim's spine. The man went down, eyes bolted in his head. Only the Nawab's body servant put up any fight. Drawing a knife, he stabbed Piru, his attacker, fiercely in the thigh.
Stand back! Hold him!
Thus, in a matter of seconds, all was done.
You look amazed, Gopal, my friend. Yes, well, I admit, it was less neatly executed than we should have liked, you and I. Come now, all of you, no time to waste. Let's get them to the grave.
Around a clump of prickly bamboo, a large trench had been dug, by whom I did not know. The earth was piled up on the outer rim, where lay three sharpened bamboo stakes, a thick log, and a short, rough-hewn club. Piru came up with a lantern. He and five others stripped down to the string about their loins. Then, working silently in pairs, they laid each body over the log, and with the club smashed knees and elbows. That done, they took the sharpened stakes and drove them through the corpse's belly. Then, folding back the shattered limbs to make the hole as small as possible, they dropped each into the grave. I saw the faces of the dead. They bore a look in which the rapture of the song still lingered, mixed with incredulity at what had next befallen them. By one woman lay a baby and a child.
Is all done? Were the bodies counted?
Yes, I just hope.
Who searched the grove?
I did, Jamadar Saab. There was nothing left behind.
I do not see the Nawab's tent, nor his golden curtain. Where are they?
Down here, beside the owner.
Good. Too easily identifiable. All right. Throw in the club, and the log, and the stakes. Where is the third stake? Now, fill the grave.
Men whom I had never seen came out of the undergrowth and began to throw the earth back. They too worked silently and fast until there was only a low, smooth mound which might have been a part of the bamboo. This they spread with leaves and grass and fleawort to deter the jackals. Hussein had been right when he told me that they pierced the body so that decomposition will not make the bellies swell, push up the earth and lead to their discovery.
All done, Jamadar Saab.
Good. Diggers, come forward. It was well done, silently, in a good place. No one would suspect. Although we will inspect the ground in the daylight, as we always do. But you move on now to Manikwal. We'll meet you there. I think what we have done tonight deserves a feast. Perhaps we will eat that wretched bear you drag around with you. Go now. To the rest of you, I must say, it was well enough done, but not perfect. Eh, Piru? Mm. Has Ghaib Khan's party come back yet?
But not yet.
We may not see them until morning, unless our friend, the dealer in rats dropping, gave them an early chance.
Early or not, I think we can be sure that he will never report the approach of our little Nawab. So let's go back to the grove and share the spoils. Is this the lot? Is everything here?
Yes, Yonder, sir.
Good. Very good. Now, it is my wish that my friend Gopal here should take his share and that it should include what is due to an active strangler.
But he has no right to that unless he strangled, which he did not. The rules are clear.
Do not speak to me of rules, Piru. It's you who nearly bungled everything. He will have it because he is the beloved of Kali and has brought us her blessing. For which reason, my friend, he shall also from this moment replace you as my deputy.
As you will, Jamadar Sahib. Shall he also buy the sugar?
No. You may go on doing that. But tomorrow morning, after the Thanksgiving, you can stay behind and make sure everything is as it should be. So, it's late. Let's finish this, and then we'll go to sleep.
Deputy Jamadar, deceiver. Behold, it is I, Kali.
Leave me alone. I did not call you.
No. I thought, but no matter. Hear me. All will be well. You are the beloved of Kali.
I have nothing to do with you.
But that is not true. I know, for I can see into men's hearts. The pain you feel, my love, is not so much for what was done, nor because you could not play your part.
No.
Yes. Were you uneasy in the face of death? Did you take steps to prevent it? No, you felt a lust to see it happen.
It's a lie.
But I saw. And so did you.
When I saw the dead woman and the child, my heart turned over. They could so easily have been...
Your own.
Listen. I am getting proofs against you. I have to write down everything I see. Until that is finished, there is nothing I can do. But my work will destroy you.
Man destroy what a goddess has ordained. Beloved of Kali, I await you.
No. No. Gopal. Gopal. Why do you not sleep? Why don't you? Listen. Tomorrow at Thanksgiving, keep off the carpet if you can. Do not stand with the stranglers. Do not eat the consecrated sugar.
Will I be able to avoid it without suspicion?
No. No, you will not be able. Piru will be watching.
Why is it so important?
You know very well. I think perhaps you want to eat it.
I neither want it nor don't want it. It seems to me to be entirely unimportant. What is it after all but superstition?
Superstition. It is superstition. Superstition.
Are you all present, Jamadar Sahib?
I believe so, Yasin. One on guard, three already on the road and buying merchandise. We should be 17. Yes, we're all present. You may begin.
Nasir, lay out the carpets. Kali, goddess, look with favor on our sacrifice. Sanctify these that the chosen among thy servants who rest upon them may be filled with thy spirit. Piru the sugar. Behold the sweetness of Kali. Who will offer one silver rupee? laid by the sugar. Behold, the silver of Kali. Jamada Sahab, the pickaxe, if you please. See, I have made an opening in the earth. Is all done as it should be? Is all fitting?
All is done. All is fitting.
Let the stranglers by rank sit with me on the carpets. Those of lower rank, let them sit now on the earth. Gopal.
Not there. On the carpets. Are you mad?
The stranglers by rank, sit by me.
Dear friend, this is no time for modesty. Forgive me.
Hear us, great goddess. We offer silver. Accept it as the earth accepts it.
Accept it as the earth accepts it.
We offer sweetness. Accept it as the earth accepts it.
Accept it as the earth accepts it.
Behold the rumal. Behold the pickaxe, the kusi. These are the holy implements of Kali by which we live. O goddess, sanctify them that we may live by them according to thy laws. We pray now for thy further guidance and blessing. Guard us and keep us as we guard thy memory among men, now and forevermore. Kali Mata ki.
Jai.
Kali Mata ki.
Jai.
Kali Mata ki.
Jai. The crow.
Yes. It was immediate.
But more than that, I'm sure it was in the sight of water. We have never had such omens.
Fellow servants of the High Goddess, behold, here is her sweetness. I bring it to you in her name. Take, eat. This is the sweetness of Kali. You are hers and she is yours.
The sugar. How shall I avoid it?
Take.
Beloved of Kali, you
this
cannot.
This is the sweetness of Kali. You are hers and she is yours.
I shall not eat it. I shall not.
Take.
Oh, if I had a cross to hold.
Hussein has a cross. What will it do for him? See.
Take.
See.
Eat.
His hands go out in spite of him. Against his will, he takes my sweetness. Slowly, but he takes. He eats. And so will you.
Take. Eat.
Now I am
this
yours,
is a sweetness of Kali.
Look,
you are hers.
I lie in the palm of your hand. Taste me. Taste. There now, was that so terrible?
Sugar. Mere sugar.
What else did you expect? The taste of death.
It is all. Nothing. Plain superstition, as I said.
Oh, deceiver, beloved of Kali, whom do you deceive?
After this empty ceremony was at an end, the Jemadar assigned me one of the Nawab's fine horses. Side by side that bright, clear, early morning, with Hussein and Yasin Khan behind on foot, we rode to Manikwal.
That was the third of five episodes of The Deceivers, dramatized by David Wade from John Masters' novel and directed by Penny Lester. William Savage was played by David Collings. Kali and Mary Savage, Karen Archer. Mr. Wilson, Terence Alexander. And Hussein, Nizwa Karanj. The Jamadar, Tariq Yunus. Yasin Khan, Suma Khan. Piru, Motima Khan. The Nawab, Tapan Ghosh. And the widow at Kahari, Rita Wolf. Deceivers and Beatles were played by Dev Sagu, Vincent Ebrahim, Badi Uzaman, Kalim Janjur, Sheila Chitness, and members of the cast. The music was specially composed by Malcolm Clark of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop.